Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, well, I'm going to tell you what the real story is, Mr. Bell.
Good Lord.
It is how you continue to gloss over the real news with all this nonsense about the satanic rights of people passing their souls on and making deals with the devil.
You don't believe it?
You know what? I do believe people do this. I do believe people do this, and I'm going to tell you what I believe also. I believe that you and your friends that are making deals with the devils, such as the activist judges that are throwing out the cases against pornographers that we're trying to destroy, that are trying to destroy America, those people all have made deals with the devil because the pornography industry, there is not enough people out there in this great nation of ours that want to consume this kind of product to even have an industry to have.
How can you believe that judges have made deals with the devil? Why don't you instead believe that these judges have simply looked at the Constitution and the Bill of Rights
against the
First Amendment?
God.
Hey, wig out, take a deep breath. What about the First Amendment? Maybe the judges haven't made deals with the devil at all. They're just recognizing there is a First Amendment.
The First Amendment applies to pornographers.
The First Amendment applies to everybody, Beanhead.
No, it does not. And in fact, the First Amendment has been completely mistranslated. It was not meant for people to be able to make the kind of filth that we are seeing pumped out of Hollywood, that sewer of Los Angeles. And if people want to know why God is punishing the world, it is because, and God is punishing America, it is just like Pat Robertson said, it is because of the pornographers, the homosexuals, and the degenerates.
And what do you think is going to happen to the pornographers when they die?
Well, I can't wait, because I'm going to be able to tell them I told you so, because they are going to go to hell, Mr. Bell.
Think so, huh?
Yep.
I
know it.
A steamy pit of whatever.
The boiling pit of sewage is where they're going.
Yes.
You know that.
That's a very special place created
for people like you and your listeners and pornographers.
That may be their future, indeed. But,
Mr. Bell, if you let me just get one word in when I call, you never let me speak.
Speak.
All right. What I want to say is that America must stand up against the gay marriage. We must stand up against the pornography.
Now, how is gay marriage going to hurt you?
It is attempting to subvert the American family unit. It is attempting to depopulate the American continent.
Depopulate the continent?
Yes, with these homosexuals running around spreading
But even
diseases.
If it's 10 or 15% of the population and they were to marry and not reproduce, then you might get the same effect because they wouldn't reproduce.
But their agenda is not simply to allow the 10 or 15%. That is an overestimated and inflated number, by the way. They want to convert.
Well, then
that is their agenda. Conversion.
Then why are you worried about it? If it's such a low number, then why are you concerned?
Because have you seen these programs on television? On our television and our public airways?
Which one?
They have the queer guys with their eyes on the straight guys, and they're trying to turn them into homosexuals. This is a part of the New World Order. They are trying to homosexualize our society,
and I
will not have it.
Well, you may not have it, but it's happening anyway. Those shows are on the air,
and
they're being generally wide accepted.
No, they're not widely accepted.
All across America, they're being accepted. All across America. Actually, the ratings are very good for that kind of thing.
No, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are. They're very good. That's why they're on.
The New World Bankers,
people,
and the New World Order.
The people control the ratings.
Liars control the ratings.
Say goodbye.
That's what Al said. He said,
goodbye.
It's not who counts. Who casts the vote, it's who counts the vote.
Goodbye.